You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen, I honestly did mail your money to you on the 23rd or 24th, I want to say. I don't
really? Because, yeah, I've
maybe it was the 26th. Yeah, I don't know, but it was a couple of weeks ago.
I've been watching because I get those little USPS alerts on my phone that tells you what's coming in my mail, you know, So I don't actually have to walk down to the mailbox. Physical activity. And there has not been one in there with the money. There's not one envelope in my mailbox right now with money.
I have noticed that, and again, I'm not taking shots at the USPS. They had a tough season, very challenging. But man, it's stuff that we're used to taking 3 or 4 days is a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
they're
swamped.
They're backed up still, I think, from the holidays. So
now it's just that thing where you just have to, plan on that. I don't know. Maybe it'll be better now that January.
Maybe.
Prime shipping season is over. I don't know.
I really need that $40. Get me out of a couple of jams I'm in.
Yeah. I was laughing. Jeremy was telling me earlier about how his fingers have gotten chubby over the years, and he couldn't get his wedding ring off, and you had to, spray olive oil on there?
Yeah,
we
got the cooking spray out, and he finally got it off, and that even took a while with the oil on there. It was that bad.
Now he has ordered for $8 a bunch of rubber...
They're silicone. Let's make it sound a little classier than what it is.
They're rubber wedding rings.
They're silicone rings, $8 for 8 different colors.
And they stretch like rubber bands.
Uh-huh. They're so comfortable.
What color do you have on today?
I got the black one on today because I had a hoodie with some black accents, so I thought I would match it to my wardrobe.
So
no big deal.
So you can color match it. That's like the Garanimals of jewelry.
I'm totally accessorizing.
It's great.
Yeah, I got a blue one, green one, brown one. There's even one that looks silver.
It's kind of funny because Gretch wears her wedding ring now on her right hand.
Hmm.
Because she, starting about, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago, her skin was so irritated under her ring.
Oh, yeah.
And it got some sort of, I don't know, it's not like a fungal thing, but it's something. And then she took her ring off and had it off for about 10 days and treated it with something. And then she put the ring back on. It was fine for about 5 days. And then that stuff came back. And she did some research and found out that it could take as much as like a year for that to heal up,
really?
So that it doesn't come back. So she now wears her wedding ring on her right hand.
That's so weird.
I know. And I'm going to have to look up
fungus.
And see what that is that's under that. And I know.
That's probably that cheap ring you bought her. It's cheap metal.
Say, the immediate thing that everyone goes to is, way to go,
it's that Walmart ring you picked up. Yeah, this will work. She'll never know.
You're crazy. And that's one of the things that pisses me off the most. After the dollars I dropped on that thing, it's like, that can't happen.
No, you could have went with silicone, Dom.
I could have gone with your little rubber band rings.
You know, the thing with this silicone ring is you wouldn't know that it's rubber by looking at it from, 5 feet away or whatever. You know, you have no idea. But there's something about it, knowing that I don't have a nice piece of silver jewelry on because my other one was silver, that somehow I feel like it's diminishing the marriage or something by doing this. Like,
of course it does.
I'm not applying as much value now to the marriage because I've ditched my original. I'm like, I'm just going to put
Correct.
A rubber band on. Yeah, I know. Nicole doesn't seem to have any problem with it. She's like, as long as you're comfortable, as long as you have something on, she's like, whatever. But there is something funny feeling about it.
What does that tell you when your wife is saying, I don't care if you're wearing a ring or not?
No, she says, as long as you have something on, I don't care what it's
out, like,
made
a
out
Sharpie
of.
And just draw a little circle around.
Right. Whatever. I got a diet. No big deal. No big deal. It'll be
talk
back on in no time.
We can talk about that for a second.
What's
if you
that?
Want. I think I'm going to try something because you were talking about how you are, like, how many tens of millions of Americans have determined that they're going to, eat healthier this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is just the thing. And I, monkey around with that all the time, too. Like, oh, I'm going to stop eating carbs and I'm going to quit sugar. And I did for a long time and it was fine. But I think my mindset for 2021 is I think I'm just going to, I don't know that I'm going to change what I eat, but I think what I'm going to try to work on is changing how much of it I eat.
It's a lot to do with portion size, yeah.
Portion size, I think, is going to be my new mantra for this year, is I will never again have seconds of anything.
Yeah, I get it, buddy.
And believe me, I mean, I told you I made my pasta fio malbo, which is my greatest dish, and I made it for New Year's Eve, and, you know, had some, and then I was done, but I walked back over and I put one more spoonful in my...
Yeah, but when you make a special meal like that that you don't generally make, it's like, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to treat myself just a little bit, you know.
I think about that, though.
But then don't you put in the effort the next day to do maybe 15 more minutes on your bike or whatever you're doing?
But that's not, it's not just, you know, that I can work it off. It's the whole mindset that I'm going to treat myself by contributing to me killing myself. Think about, if you phrase it like that, so it's my birthday, so for my birthday, I'm going to do something to accelerate my death. If you frame it like that.
Yeah, but if it's one day.
It's my special day.
If it becomes a lifestyle.
My death.
I get cake and frosting today. Sugar! You know, it's going to be easier for you. Our whole thing is we're going to be eating clean. We just want fruits and vegetables and, like, you know, quinoa and stuff.
I'll talk to you in 10
days.
Dude,
try doing it with two young kids that still have a buttload of Christmas goodies laying around. It's all over the counter. They got a bunch of sweets. They still have buckets of Halloween candy. And you can't go throw all that stuff away because it's theirs.
Oh,
and then not
it.
To mention, we still have cookies and things like that from the Christmas time. And you know what? I got Nicole a one of those Mac Daddy KitchenAid mixers for Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Dude, and all of a sudden, we've got a wannabe baker in the house now, and she's making bread and rolls and cakes.
Pizza, homemade
and
pizza crust.
Homemade crusts, biscuits for biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Worst gift ever.
The thing about the KitchenAid that you'll be happy to know is that that's one of those gifts, though, that it's used like crazy for the first month.
And then,
it doesn't come out as often.
Okay. Because we were looking at all the attachments. We're like, ooh, we can make pasta.
Well, guess what? Our kitchen gadget we got is the one that you love to death. We
the air fryer. Yes.
The air fryer. So we got that. But, you know, I can understand what you're saying about, hey, you should try it with a couple of young kids in your house. Oh, yeah? Well, you should try it with an 18-year-old college student in the house.
Oh, really?
I came down, was it yesterday morning, and the college student had whipped out the air fryer, took one of those things of biscuits that you know,
the grands, the ones that give you a heart attack when you open them?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And she made three of those in the oven normally. She took the others and she formed them into donuts. Cooked them in the air fryer, had a plate full of, like, brown sugar cinnamon that she was pulling them out of the air fryer and dunking them in that. So you think you got a ton of a couple
goodness.
Of kids that are eating Cheerios? Come try this. Try walking through your kitchen with that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Nicole's going to like me having an 18-year-old college student at the house.